I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It takes more than a shutdown to keep people from becoming new U.S. citizens. The federal agency responsible for swearing in new citizens has mostly stayed open, although some naturalization ceremonies have been delayed. But still, what's a little shutdown delay compared to living the dream of so many immigrants to these shores? You know, reaping the benefits of officially becoming an American citizen. This week, as part of our Global Nation coverage of our changing America and its people, we're exploring what citizenship means exactly, and that's why we've invited Peter Spiro to join us. He's a law professor at Temple University and the author of Citizenship, American Identity After Globalization. Peter, you've written about the changing benefits of citizenship today in the U.S. and, say, what Americans had in the early 20th century. What's different then and now? Is there more rights, fewer rights today?
In your setup, you mentioned the dream of becoming an American citizen. Well, I'm not sure how much that's the dream these days. It's more a dream of a green card and the right to stay in the United States. Citizenship itself doesn't get you much, and it doesn't ask much from you. And so I think there's been a real departure from the old trope of the rights and obligations of citizenship to a much less meaningful status.
Well, give me an example. I'll take my own grandfather who came here in the late 1800s from what's now Ukraine. What would he have gotten when he arrived at Ellis Island or just landed in Manhattan back then that if he came today, he just wouldn't like even be looking at?
The disabilities of not having citizenship were greater. So, for instance, if you weren't a citizen, even as a legal immigrant to the United States, there were many, many professions that you were barred from joining. So you couldn't become a lawyer. You couldn't become a doctor. You couldn't own a pool hall. In some states, you couldn't even own land until you became a citizen. So the step between being an immigrant and being a citizen was an important one by way of advancement. Today, green card holders, permanent resident aliens, they pretty much get everything that citizens get. There are really only two exceptions now. One is the vote. But you can participate even as a non-citizen in the political process in many ways, including by donating money. So if you're a green card holder, you can donate money up to the same extent that a citizen can donate money to a federal election campaign. Mm. Many would say that that's a much more powerful way of participating in the political system than the vote is. The other right that still persists is one of absolute locational security. So if you're a citizen, you can't be deported.
You know, back in the day when people thought utopias were still possible, ha-ha, he laughs, people used to talk about global citizenship. There was even a movement to create a global passport. Where for you does that idea kind of figure into any discussion of citizenship?
The very concept of world citizenship is problematic. Citizenship implies that there's one group of people that distinguishes itself from another group of people. So difference is inherent to citizenship. What I think is going to happen as national citizenship begins to decline, that other forms of association are starting to rise up and compete with identity with the state. So I would put the environmental movement or world religions or world political movements as new competitors to the state for really the loyalties of individuals.
But isn't there really a huge difference between kind of self-identification and legal identification?
Well, the state still gets you something. It still gets you a passport. It's as a form of insurance almost. That I've got that passport. I know I can come back to the U.S. and nobody can take it away from me. But legally and otherwise, citizenship actually means much less than it used to. So beyond that locational security and the right to go into the ballot box, there's not that much that citizenship actually gets you.
Peter Spiro, a law professor at Temple University and author of Citizenship, American Identity After Globalization. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco. I enjoyed talking to you.